With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Israelis were told Saturday night that the military's opened a second stage in the war against Hamas.
We're carrying out massive airstrikes in order to assist our ground forces as they go in.
And we have used
targeted killings and destroyed headquarters of the Hamas. This will be a long war.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, speaking through an interpreter courtesy of the BBC, said this is a war for Israel's existence, adding, never again is now. Mexico security authorities raising the death toll from the Category 5 Hurricane Otis that struck the country's southern Pacific coast early Wednesday now to 39. Mexico's security secretary saying Saturday the probable cause of death for the 39 was suffocation by submersion. But she adds the investigations continue and the victims have not yet been identified. Also at SRNNews.com, not his time. That's what former Vice President Pence told a Republican Jewish coalition in Las Vegas Saturday. He's withdrawing his bid for the 2024 presidential nomination, but he says he will remain a strong voice for conservative politics.
I'm leaving this campaign, but let me promise you, I will never leave the fight for conservative values, and I will never stop fighting to elect principled Republican leaders to every office in the land. So help me God.
Mr. Pence is the highest profile of five presidential wannabes who've already pulled their hats from that primary ring. This is SRN News. Prison time for a British pro-lifer.
Pastor Stephen Green did not accost anybody at the abortion clinic in Ealing outside London. He did not attempt to burn the building down or stop anybody from going in. All the clergyman did was stand too close, bearing a sign displaying words from Psalm 139. For that, he is being prosecuted under Britain's new abortion clinic buffer zone law and could wind up in jail. Religious freedom advocates say the law must be changed. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Georgia will start paying for sex change operations for public employees covered by state health insurance. That decision settles a lawsuit filed by several state workers. It's the fourth lawsuit Georgia agencies have lost or settled, overturning rules against spending taxpayer dollars to help individuals live as the opposite sex. A court ruling found a similar measure in North Carolina to be illegal, but the state is appealing. This is SRN News. A revival of train service and a vital part of the Bayou State.
Louisiana, one step closer to connecting its capital city to its most famous city via a train line. Governor John Bel Edwards signing an agreement advancing the return of passenger rail service between Baton Rouge and New Orleans. Officials say the new service could start as early as 2027. Jason Walker reporting.
American shoppers are seeing double-digit inflation in the candy aisle. Candy and gum prices up an average of 13% in October. That's on top of a 14% increase in prices last year. And cocoa prices are trading at a 44-year highs after heavy rains in West Africa caused limited production in the season that began last fall. Meanwhile, global sugar prices are at 12-year highs. Bad news for people with sweet tooths. More details at srnnews.com.